If you want to get somewhere, you need to know where that is.
I hear you.
You're thinking, I want a job. Two problems with that. One, job is not a destination. And two, I don't think your actual desire is to be in a constant state of wanting one. Or needing one, if that's what you were thinking instead. So, how can we lend some more clarity and focus to this desire in order to create a destination at which you can actually arrive? The very first step of turning a possibility into reality is to create a crystal clear vision of what it is you intend to create. This vision needs to be powerful. It needs to be emotional. It needs to describe an end state, not a process. And it has to engage as many senses as possible to make it as vivid and alive as possible. Why does it have to be all that? Because there are a lot of powerful forces out there telling you what your opportunity is. The media, the economists, the political parties. So much noise, and most of it is not helpful to you. So you need a polar opposite, something that you can focus on that is within your power and that will help you to create your desired future. You see, a well-crafted vision has gravity. The more detail you can give it, the more you focus on it, the more it will begin to pull you and everything you need to make it happen toward it. Combined with the other steps in what I call the possibility amplification process, you will set in motion a cascade of activity and response that will grow in momentum, almost to the point of seeming overwhelming. This is where you get to ride the wave that you created back in wave mode. So don't be intimidated. Hop on your surfboard and say yes. Strut your stuff. Stay up on your board as long as you can. And when the ride is over, either paddle back out to ride the next wave, or take a break and get a tan.